Breakout River Meats, proud supporter of Mornings with Matt White and the Wandering Bear podcast series.
Let's talk rugby this morning with Duncan Chubb, the host of the Wandering Bear sports podcast series. Thanks to Breakout River Meats, 100% Australian meat locally produced from Cowra, New South Wales. Duncan's on the line. Morning, Dunk.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks. Laurie Fisher. So he'll be on the podcast this week. What an interesting fella. Of course, Brumbies head coach, but a very deep storyline for Laurie.
Yeah, look, he's someone that's always fascinated me as someone that's been a fan of rugby for a long time and keen observer of people. I have sort of noticed that he's managed to be himself throughout his whole career. I'm not saying that's unusual, but you know, a little bit of an eccentric character, and he's had a very successful coaching career and has been a part of some very successful organisations for a long time and is well regarded in Australia and around the world as one of the best forwards coaches in the world. So look, he's a good guy. I'm absolutely thrilled to be able to speak to him and pick his brain, mate. That's the best part of this gig, is getting to pick the brain of some of the best coaches in the world, and he's certainly one of them.
He's an infectious character as well. When you're around or in his presence, and I haven't had a lot to do with him, but every time we've crossed paths in the rugby world, he's the kind of guy that draws people to him, which in some ways makes him a perfect coach, but in other ways then he has to, I guess, you know, put on a coach's hat, if you like, or he wears a bucket hat most of the time. But he has to have that ability to then, whilst he draws people towards him, he has to play headmaster at times.
Yeah, look, one of my good friends, Dan Palmer, is one of the coaches down there at the Brumbies with him. And it's not just rugby. He's very interested in human beings and how to get the most out of people. And I feel like, and this is only my perception of it, is rugby's kind of his vehicle to help people and to, you know, to teach people and to build culture and to help young men make the most of their potential. And, you know, he's not just a rugby coach, he's a human being. And he's got some interest outside the game and, you know, enjoys a beer and, you know, it's just a good human being.
Yeah. I'm also interested in the take that he'll give you about his experiences overseas, Dunk, because, you know, he spent time at Munster, was also head coach at Gloucester as well. So yeah. I'm always fascinated by what our coaches find over there and then, more often than not, turn around and come home and bring that with them.
Mate, absolutely. And if you look at some of the players, even some of the players that have been doing that, as in the Asamu Karevis, your Sean McMahons, your Will Skelton guys, they go overseas. And when they come back, they often come back as better players. And I think that's probably the same in the coaching world. Getting that breadth of experience, seeing how other cultures do things. There's obviously different priorities in the game over there. You know, rugby's the same wherever you go, but there's different ways of doing the same thing. And I think having that experience and bringing back the good stuff and maybe adjusting some of the stuff we do here or adding to it, it's only going to be a good thing for coaches. And, you know, obviously someone with his experience, mate, it's, you know, he's going to be a goldmine for anyone.
What did you make? Yeah, absolutely. What did you make of the 37-man squad for the spring tour that Dave Rennie's announced? Six overseas stars there, led by Will Skelton as well. The Wallabies trying to keep this momentum going.
Now that's, look, I was hoping that they would pick Will and Rory Arnold, and I thought that they would pick Tolu, and you had those guys back in the mix, mate. It's starting to get exciting because, you know, we've won four games in a row, two against the world champions, two against the Argies, who are still a very solid rugby nation, and you add some of these overseas guys back into the mix. They've, I think Will's won a lot of games over in Europe, and Rory Arnold has just won the French top 14 and the European Cup, I think, in the last couple of years. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they're going to bring that winning mentality and that hardness of playing in Europe. I'm excited about it, mate. I think, you know, we've often been guilty in Australian rugby of getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but I'm starting to get very optimistic about it.
Well, the belief is there, the confidence is there, the role has started to happen, the role of winning I'm talking about, and now we've got Japan up next. That'd be a massive shot in the arm. Good on you, mate. Laurie Fisher on the Wandering Bear Sports podcast series this week. We'll catch up again next week.
Good stuff, mate. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Duncan Chubb there, and that is thanks to Breakout River Meats. It is time for the 10:30 news here in Sydney.